Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Well, it's getting weird in here, guys.
Just started out like that.
Yeah.
It's super weird.
Welcome to the podcast, Cameron.
Welcome.
I see you brought some people with you today.
Yep, I brought both of these people.
They both came with you.
That's a little weird.
So you guys have been asking for it for quite some time now, and we've asked for it. And we have delivered in a big way. We have the ladies, the wives are here. The prepper, casual prepper wives are here.
The supporters of the casual
prepper. Yeah, so say hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah. You can just hear the personality bursting at the seams here.
They're so afraid that this podcast isn't going to be, this particular episode's not going to be a hit, and it's really not a big
deal.
They're
like, you guys aren't even going to be able to release this.
We're not going to be funny. We're not going to do voices. Leave it to us.
leave the voices to us, ladies.
I want you guys to do the voices.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have some time for some.
Yeah, we saw you snuck that in.
We did. I swear to you, these are all legit questions from
we could have made some up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's just start then. You guys just want to get started with the questions?
Let's just
Is there anything else? Actually, we probably should do you want to do the reader for, what's their names? Or do you want to do that in a bit?
We'll do it in a bit.
We'll do it in a bit. Okay, let's start. The first question came from John Stockton and not the pasty
gangster.
Not the jazz guy. This is John Stockton. He says, what is your favorite voice? Redneck, Russian, etc. So I want to go, there's actually a few of them that are kind of the same.
And there are quite a few.
NATO Potato 55 says, my question is.
I think it's NATO Potato.
Oh, NATO Potato. That's probably right. You're right. My question
sounds
is
way cooler.
The hillbilly voices, love them or hate them? And do they do them all the time or just on the podcast? Come on, ladies. What is it?
So whenever they're together, especially at like a restaurant, they bust out lots of voices.
I don't know what it is. It just comes out.
It is like a restaurant's is worse for some reason.
It's a restaurant voice.
On a podcast voice, it's actually a restaurant voice that we use on the podcast. Is that what it is?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's so steak and steak fries voice.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I don't know if I sound echoey.
You're fine. Why do you keep saying that?
If I sound like I don't know what's going on, it's probably because of my headphones.
I don't get it. We can switch headphones if you want.
No, it sounds fine.
Okay. And so another one says, well, what is your favorite voice then? Is it redneck? Is it Russian? Is it the Chinese? Is it the Ryanese?
Are they asking me?
No, this is for the, all of these questions are for the ladies.
All of them are my favorite.
So which ones are your favorite?
I like when you combine them.
On accident?
That is usually on accident.
Yeah, I like those ones.
Like the live Instagram, they were just asking for a country Russian.
Country Russian.
I don't do that.
Redneck Russian.
I usually do
redneck Russian?
A city Russian. Urban Russian is the dialect I like to do.
Probably in more the provenance of St. Petersburg.
Exactly. What's your favorite, Tawny?
I don't know. The Russian, probably.
The Russian. It's a classic.
You like Russian.
So this is the voice you like me to do when we go back home later. Is this what you're saying?
No.
No, that's not that. It's not that good.
No, my wife thought I was Russian.
Well,
I met her with this voice.
That's how you
this
won her over.
This was my pickup line.
Oh, that's good.
That was it.
Okay, so there's another one that says, so ladies, as you know, your husbands are keen on talking to each other in hillbilly voices. So do you ladies both chat to each other in funny voices? If not, could you give the hillbilly voice a go?
Yeah.
All the time, right?
I guess.
That was not very hillbilly.
I'm not doing any voices.
You're not even going to try?
Hillbilly voice.
No. I don't even know how.
You'd have to do it first.
That's actually Kobe's wife's voice you're hearing.
No, that was
Your wife.
That was your wife's voice.
Before that, it says I'm not going to do it.
You know which one's yours, right?
Somebody has to do it.
That one's yours. This one's mine. It's not that hard.
You get them mixed up.
Yeah,
we're not that type of people.
We're Mormons, but we're not those Mormons. Could you try it? Give the hillbilly voice a go. Give it a try.
Do it first, so she can hear it.
We're doing it all the time, I tell you. Just do it like this.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. It's hard when you tell me to do it. It's hard to do.
It is kind of.
I know. That's what you guys are doing to us.
All right,
I know, but you could do it.
Just get my
Yeah, yeah, you
gray
do.
Man outfit on and go corn nuts.
Corn nuts.
Corn nuts. Because he probably wants an outfit.
I what's really wrong with corn nuts?
You missed the gesture, yeah, the little elbow yeah, going. That was good.
It's a little elbow going like, I'm eating corn nuts right now.
They got to be ranch flavored too.
That's exactly right.
I like that. Astral, yeah. Cheers. You didn't do it.
Wait, do yours one more time.
No, I'm not going to do it again.
Well, I can't remember.
Don't copy Kobe. Do your own.
Yeah, do your own.
I need to hear a refresher.
Well, this something like this. I don't know.
I just want you to say something in real country.
Say it sexy like if you can.
I don't know what to say.
I bet everybody's turned off right now anyways.
Like turned off or turned off?
Well, both. Oh, they turned it yeah, off and they're turned off.
There ain't no turn sex happening anywhere tonight in podcast land.
I'm just not in the mood for anything now.
I just need to go take a nap. That's all I'm in the mood for. Just
I'm
sleep
listen
this
to this
off.
Later, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, geez. Well, that went well. Okay, so let's move on.
20 minutes of trying.
So let's move on. Zach McCoy, he says, for the wives, how has their husband's prepping lifestyle impacted daily decisions?
How have your husband's?
Yeah, so how has our prepping lifestyle impacted your daily decisions?
My daily decisions?
Well, either of yours.
Like, are you doing a podcast tonight? Do I need to put the kids to bed?
Yeah, that one actually.
Right?
Time management, yeah.
I probably save more containers.
Oh, she does. That's true.
Does she?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Still never leave the gas tank full.
We kick them around until we throw them away. Half of them we fill up with water.
Would like to do that.
Yeah.
We buy, I always buy extra canned goods at the store.
What kind of canned goods?
Like green beans and cream corn. And
those are my two favorites.
Those are the only ones.
I like to mix
them
together in a prepper soup. Green corn bean soup. Mm.
That's delicious. That's a prepper's delight.
Yeah, I call it prepper's delight. That's funny enough. That's what I call it.
This is a prepper delicacy.
Yeah.
Green beans and corn and cream. Cream and corn.
Did you say corn and cream?
Corn.
Corn and cream.
Corn is different.
Corn and cream. Well, that's all it's impacted it, huh?
That's
not much.
That's the Kroger version. It's corn.
Yeah. It's the Walmart American whatever version. Okay.
I always say equate, and Tony's like, that's just the medicine. It's not the food. So I'm always like, oh,
what is the food?
Equate chips.
Great
and she's
value.
Like, that's the
great
medicine.
Value. It used to be American something, didn't it? Wasn't there like an American?
No, I don't think so.
Associated Foods?
Associated Foods. You made that up.
Associated.
You made that up.
No, Associated sounds Foods.
Sounds
that's
gross.
Like, isn't that a grocery store?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's totally. There's one remember. Near my house. My original house. Where I was conceived.
Near your house, but not her house.
Conceived.
You were conceived at an Associated Foods?
Just near
there was
one.
A prepper event when I was born.
Yeah.
Did you know about it?
Born at Associated Foods and conceived. Okay.
I'm a bargain.
You are a bargain. There's no doubt about that. All right. This one came from C.E. Martin. He says, if.
Sounds like an author.
I don't know. C.E. Martin with his next novel. What, that's as far as I got with that. Sorry. I wasn't going any further.
Tawny looked done. She's like, can I wrap this
is
up?
Is this over? We're 8 minutes in now.
We've only gotten two questions answered. I'm done.
Okay, C.E. Martin says, or Key Martin, or C. Martin.
C.E. Martin.
Yeah, if, God forbid, your husband passed away, how much of his prepping stuff would you keep versus throw away / give away? How much of it do you think is useful and not just your spouse's hobby?
This is going to hurt a little bit.
It will. It's going to be painful, but it's good medicine.
I would probably get rid of some of the knives.
Yeah, I was
going
to say.
Will not.
All of the many, many knives.
Maybe like 83 knives.
Those are in the will. They can't be thrown out.
Bury me with them.
Cam always says you cannot have too many, but I feel like you can.
I feel like we've surpassed the number of too many.
Yeah,
maybe backpacks.
So, it's because
backpacks.
Like all of our kids have grabbed one and cut their fingers. Mm-hmm. Neighbor kids too.
So what's
I
that
try
number?
And keep them up high.
What's the number of too many knives? Like where is the cutoff? You know, is there like an official
maybe more
like
than like 10?
10. So 10's the cutoff.
There's a cutoff. Get it?
That's some prepper humor.
Good one.
Okay, so 10. So once you get to 11, you have too many. So you can keep 10.
Mm-mm.
No.
10 of my favorites. I got top 10.
We're bordering on hoarding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You watch your mouth.
You watch.
You wait till we barter everything.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll be prepper millionaires.
Yep. How about, okay, so are you going to get rid of the stuff, dear?
I'd probably keep most of it.
Yeah.
Maybe like some of the bags.
Bags are useful.
That's what Tawny does.
Always.
I think you don't like the bags.
But where do you put them? Like, they're just all over the place.
No, they're in one room in the basement.
Well, they're all
over. Nobody goes in.
There's too many of them. And you get a lot of, like, cups. Tawny doesn't like the bags. Mugs.
Oh, yeah, we do have probably too many cups.
Yeah.
Like those, what do you call?
Stainless.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
insulated ones.
Vacuum insulated cups.
Way too many of those. Everybody, but I don't know if those are really, like, your prepping.
No, they're not. No.
Those are camper prepper.
So you would probably keep everything then?
I don't know. It'd probably be useful.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't be collecting.
She's really thought about this.
I wouldn't be collecting more, so I'd probably keep what you had.
All right.
Because I wouldn't be
getting
anymore.
I would trade it for a new husband.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we could entice.
Take it to Ulta.
Entice another husband.
You could.
Look at all my knives.
I guarantee you could.
Yeah. Well, I better get rid of them knives then.
Only 10.
Like that.
You'll
okay.
be dead anyway.
All right. This one came from Josh Hunley. He says, we know a woman loves a man with a slow hand. How about a man with a hook hand? Josh, we've been laughing about this one for a few days.
Yeah, that one is good.
I don't even know how to answer
good,
that,
Ashley. I pass.
That should be the verse of. That should be the chorus of a song.
It should, huh? I thought you were a verse in scripture.
Isn't there that one song?
Yeah.
It's poetry.
Yeah.
Slow hook.
You guys, you can't sing songs on here. End up paying for it.
Oh,
yeah, Kobe freaks out.
We don't have that
budget.
As soon
as I even mention a tone that's like slightly, hey, don't do that.
We ain't got no kind of budget for that. This is low budget here.
This is the Equate podcast.
Yeah. Associated Foods.
This is Great Value podcast.
Uh-huh. Well, I think a woman likes a man with a hook hand. Knows how to conduct himself in a riot. Right?
I guess.
He's intimidating.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And he can play a pirate real easy on Halloween.
He can poke holes in your cans.
Exactly.
You don't need a can opener with that man.
You there you go.
What kind of cans are you talking about? All right, so Carissa.
Corm.
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 Cream
corm.
Corm. Cream corm. Carissa DeWitt, she says, how do they talk to the kids? How do they, talking about you guys, how do they talk to the kids about preparedness? Also, tell them thanks for keeping your lives running behind the scenes so that we can enjoy all that prepper goodness.
Thank you.
I already know how you talk to them. Hurry up. It's time to prep.
Yeah, so
get prepped.
How do you talk to the children's about it? Huh?
I don't know if we've ever really had like a major conversation
we've
about it.
We've had several. We've done
but
like.
Not like this is, I don't know. We haven't
okay.
like
yeah,
sat them okay. down and done like a real conversation. We talk about it, like we get them involved. They like to do things with you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, have we ever sat down and said this is why?
Yes, we have. When we've done the emergency plans.
Yeah. Okay, we have.
We have done
almost finished that before you ended.
Let me tell you how it really is. No, we have done. When we talked about the emergency plans several times, we've talked about those things.
Oh yeah, right. Okay.
And then yeah. Yeah,
was
right.
your wife listening to this
I don't
plan?
Know. She was looking
probably
at Pinterest,
not.
Probably. No, yeah. So we have talked with them about it.
They have. Well, and I kind of just think more of it's just like they understand. They know why. They know you like to. They know what. I don't know.
Well, they always say, like, we're going to survive because Dad's a prepper.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
And any, like, family night. Mm-hmm. Kobe's in charge of. It's like, here, let's count the calories of all the food that we have. And the
we
girls
have a lot
love
of fun
it.
In our house.
The girls love it.
A lot of fun.
They help him bring everything upstairs and
wish
back
I was
downstairs.
Part of your
you do wish, dude. You do.
So.
How about you guys?
No,
how about you?
Our kids. Takes them like 20 minutes to put their shoes on. Like, we can't get them to pay attention for
it. Is
I know.
Hard.
All my kids know about prepping is, can I have this box?
Yeah, pretty much.
Can I have this cup? Can
it's,
I have this?
It's hard with little kids.
They know our address in
yeah.
911.
They don't even know if they know that.
I count that as a
they know where my knives are, because I tell them to get out of there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our middle one gets really,
be a lot better.
Really excited about it.
Yeah,
and anytime Kobe will, like, give her something, she has, like, this special place where she keeps it. And
in her heart.
A special junk drawer just for old prepping stuff that he's given her.
When we're not counting calories.
And she
yeah. We're sharpening our knives as a family.
Amy, how many calories are in a cream corn? Go.
Cream corn time. All right. Well, that was a good one.
You quiz them before bedtime.
Thanks, Carissa. This one's from Glenn Bermel. He says, a question for either wife. Could you and your children survive a power outage for a week if your husband was not a Casual prepper?
Our kids would survive like
I think
an
so.
Hour.
We would survive, maybe not like comfortably.
Mean, yeah, not as well.
I would have food and water, but
I think we would too.
You think you'd have a week's worth of water if I wasn't a prepper?
I'd fill up the bathtub.
Okay.
That's good.
That's something.
Where else? Where else is secret water hidden?
Yes.
Well, like if the power's out, the water will still be on. Right?
Maybe. We don't know what's going on in this SHTF situation.
It said power outage.
It did say that.
So.
But we're preppers and we always assume the worst.
Well, I was just going by the question.
Okay, you're right. Yeah. So could you
the question.
Could you survive a week? You think you could?
I think so.
Be all right? What about the dead of winter?
That would be awful.
It would be awful.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Major whiners.
I'm a whiner in the cold, so.
Uh-huh.
I was gonna say, yeah.
We're coming in the building today. Is it going to be cold in here? Like, it's 97 degrees right now.
Like, I should have brought my jacket.
It is literally 97 degrees.
Yeah, winter
Does
would be harder.
Does the microphone put off any heat?
Yeah. Is it a warmed microphone so my mouth is warm?
Are these chairs heated?
No. All right. Okay, well, let's move on then. This one comes from Amanda. Amanda Olson. She says, what sold you on the concept of prepping? Or are you just tolerating all the crap in your house because there are worst hobbies for a grown man to have?
Ooh, negative prepper.
Probably a little both. I don't know if we were ever, like, he ever asked, hey, I'm going to start prepping. Like, it just all of a sudden happened.
Oh, man, I don't want to ask anything.
So I have this
started
idea.
Getting all this stuff.
Can I start prepping? My friends are doing it.
Yeah. It just happened. I don't ever remember.
Do I have permission to prep?
That New Girl episode. Do I have permission to touch you? Do I have permission to kiss you?
That's right.
Do I have your permission?
Yes. How about you, Tawny?
What was the question again?
Well, you got about the same. Never mind.
What? Go with your negative comment.
What?
But there are, like she said, I would much rather, I prefer this hobby than some other ones.
Like,
well,
so.
Did the mic pick up my stomach?
Well,
I had a bubble start from about my knee go up to my throat.
Sorry, my meniscus is bubbling up.
Ankle joint gets all bubbly during the podcast.
Yeah, when it's warm outside, these bubbles just come straight from my joints. Wait. Well, so what would be the worst hobbies than prepping? I want to hear that.
Well, I think video gaming.
Well, I still play video games.
Excessively.
Oh, excessively.
Would be
that
bad.
One came to the top.
Of course. Let's talk about video games. Now we're all
Let's
together.
Talk about having fun.
Oh, that's funny.
So that would
hey,
be
Hey, if
lot
it wasn't
worse.
For video games,
we wouldn't be
this
here.
This may not have happened.
I know.
Ever.
I'll guarantee I wouldn't have hung out with you if it wasn't
Next
for video
question.
Games. How about you, Tawny? So the question was,
yeah,
what sold you on the
sorry.
Concept of prepping? Or are you just tolerating all the crap in your house because there are worse hobbies for a grown man to have?
I don't know. We kind of grew up with wanting to have food storage and that kind of stuff. So
yeah.
I was already on that page, I guess.
Yeah.
Already on a
well,
prepper train.
And it's
I do tolerate a little bit.
Oh, what?
Cameron, like, we have this huge box in our basement of books that I tried to tell Cam we needed to get rid of. And he's like, we could burn those. If there was an emergency,
it,
we could burn
it's
them.
So true, though, because you think about those things.
You
like,
do.
Like, well, I shouldn't throw
you
this
could
old
wipe
t-shirt.
Your butt with that paper. You yeah. could burn it. You could wipe your butt, then burn it.
Uh-huh. You could read, then wipe your butt.
Books.
So tolerate a little bit.
Yeah.
No, they're just like.
You tolerate being married to me.
We haven't
I understand.
Looked at books for 10 years.
Do you know how
here.
To read? Do you know how to read?
I'm just
I think
thinking
that's what
if
she's
I
saying.
Get in the care center, I got these books to read. Bring back memories.
Care center.
There's an Alzheimer's defense thing.
There's these books we saved.
doing a study. You don't even know about it.
He's in the medical field. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it.
So, but yeah. Okay, good. I'm on that page for the most part.
Good.
I'm on that page to keep booked.
Not that I think one. I got that one. Yeah.
Yeah. You got it. That's awesome.
Can't believe I remember which button that was. That was a shot in the dark.
He's all boom.
There's like eight buttons over here, and that was a shot in the dark.
We got a new soundboard or whatever that's called.
That was pretty awesome.
That was perfect.
That was. Okay, so Randy Smith says, oh, I like this one. Do you think your husbands are as funny as everybody else does?
No.
No.
Just kidding. Sometimes.
No.
They're really funny at first, when they keep going for
they're all
like
shaking their heads.
20 minutes and they're still laughing. Oh, again, we know. Usually it's at a restaurant.
It can be embarrassing at a restaurant.
Yeah, it's always at a restaurant. Then maybe not as funny as.
We do know how to take a joke until it's dead.
Too far. Way too far.
We will beat it to death.
Yeah. We will beat it.
We know that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just part of what we do.
Yeah, it's just us. What do you think, Tawny? Are we as funny as everybody else thinks we are? Huh?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. He says, though, he keeps going. He says, seriously, though, what things have your husbands done/said that have helped you to be more supportive of prepping? My wife is supportive for the most part because I'm practical about most of my preps, but it doesn't stop her from rolling her eyes about some of my ideas.
That was a book of questions.
That was a lot. So it was, what things have your husbands done or said that have helped you become more supportive of prepping?
Well, I just think it's like for the good of our family.
No, what have I said or done? You gotta listen to the question. I don't want to know what you think. I want to know what I have said that has helped you become more supportive.
He's mean.
He's kind of mean, huh?
It's getting intense. Yeah.
I'm always intense.
He repeats the question, but in a tone.
But like, you're so stupid. In a
tone. Listen, dummy. He said.
This is why I don't play games with him on the same team anymore.
You play games with me all the time.
Not on the same team. You're mean to me.
Not like you're thinking. Yeah, so.
Well, I can't think of a specific thing that you've said. So.
Randy, she doesn't have an answer for you, Randy Smith.
I don't write down everything.
How about you,
Tawny?
Do you have an answer for that?
A specific quote that he said, word for word.
42. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That'd be awesome if you could quote an episode.
Right. Oh, that would be
I'll make
so
out
cool.
with you right now.
Yeah. You quote an episode on what he said, it is going down on this podcast table.
Mm-hmm. Don't do it,
Tawny. Don't say it.
Do it.
For the sake of everybody involved, don't say a word. Let's move on. All right, whatever. Let's move on.
That was the best thing to say to her.
That was.
Made her all blushy.
Eric Bailey asks, hi, Mrs. Cam and Kobe. What's the thing or things you wish your Cam and Kobe would prep for but haven't?
Your Cam.
Yeah. What are the things you wish your Cam and Kobe would prep for but haven't?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
What would it be?
I wish we had more water.
Mm.
Like right now?
That's a good one.
I do too.
You want a drink?
Kobe didn't give us a water.
I offered her one.
Yeah.
True.
So water, that's a good one actually.
I wish, Kobe and I always talk about that. Water. We need more water.
Mm-hmm. We do. Well, I would say Kobe has three daughters, so...
The same
need,
that are yours?
Don't remind
we
me.
We need, like, feminine hygiene products.
Yeah, we do.
And maybe that should be my thing, but...
I think maybe, because I'm not going
I
to the
feel
store
like
and
this
buying
is his thing.
Feminine hygiene in bulk. Can you imagine me just like...
I need two crates.
Two crates of the Playtex, please.
But we are going to need a lot of those, and I don't think...
Load them up.
All the different flow kinds, whatever it is. Just give it to me. I don't know what I'm going to need. Just give me the grab bag.
What the...
Grab bag.
Wings, no wings, I don't know.
Yeah. Mystery box, I don't know. Just give them all to me.
Mystery box.
All right, that's a good idea, yeah, because we haven't done a whole lot of that.
Or any.
Or any.
Yeah.
Well, we could do the
mystery box.
The menstrual cup
idea.
Thing. I think we
Playtex,
just do the menstrual cup.
Could you
cup.
Release that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Huh? Yeah.
What?
The menstrual cup. Remember?
That sounds really
That's
bad.
A hockey cup, isn't it?
It's really
There's
loud.
Like the AAA and the NHL. They go for the menstrual cup. Not the Stanley Cup.
That team in Denver's a back-to-back menstrual cup winner, I think.
They are sponsored by Tampax. All right. he also says, also thank you for coming on the podcast.
We're going to be accused of being sexist.
As the better halves of Casual Preppers, can you please tell us an embarrassing story about the guys?
No.
Sure.
Oh, let's hear it. I never embarrass myself.
Yeah, I want to hear
You're
it.
You're not easily embarrassed, but
I can't really think of anything for Kobe.
I'm sure there's been something embarrassing.
He's just one of those, he's like,
Mr. Cool.
Annoyingly good at everything.
That is so annoying.
And he doesn't get embarrassed. You don't get embarrassed.
No, I don't get embarrassed very easily, no. Yeah. I don't.
I guess that's why we do
I don't really have one.
Tawny said the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I have some stories, though.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it. Oh, I've got some stories of Cam, too, but I can't tell them on the podcast.
Hold on, I got to do a reader.
Yeah. Did you find that, by the way? You better be finding that.
So, okay. Let me think.
There's got to be a good one.
Has he told the story about the U-Haul incident?
No, don't bring that up.
that's one of the good ones that I know. And I don't.
This is not a funny story.
It was funny later.
Well, so there's
at the time it wasn't.
There's
funny,
several parts to that story that are hilarious. Yes. So I don't know how far you're going to go with it, but I know there's two parts of it that are just
all of it.
All of it. Okay. Do you want to go with all of it,
yeah.
Cam? No. Do you want to tell that story?
No.
Well, then let Tawny tell it then.
You can just sum it up.
So,
okay, sum it up.
When we were moving to Oregon, Cam was driving the U-Haul, and I was behind in the other vehicle.
Yeah.
And we were turning into a motel, and I think he was worried about the traffic and
the trailer.
He had a car on the back. Yeah.
He's a worrywart. That one. He is.
So we didn't look ahead, and the, I guess the awning? What's that called that you pull under?
Building.
Check into the
it's
motel.
It's called a building.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
I believe it's called a building violation.
Overhang, awning. And I was like, oh no, I drove away.
Yeah, I smashed.
That's one of my favorite parts. Is that
smashed
she just
what's
left.
Called the mom's attic or mother's attic on top of the part that sticks out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
yeah,
drilled
into
on
that.
It. Because this little ghetto hotel. Hasn't upgraded to a tall.
Yeah,
it was
their fault.
Those idiots.
It is. That's what I said. Building violation.
Those idiots.
But so in my defense, the guy was like, yeah, FedEx did this 6 months ago.
Yeah, and FedEx does it. I mean, those guys are top of the line.
I think it's more embarrassing because I'm like, I grew up on a farm. I drove tractors, and you think that I would be paying a little more attention, but I sure paid attention when all the freaking chicken wire and plaster fell onto my hood. I'm like, oh.
Well, I'm paying attention now.
Wait, did I do something?
And so when it comes down to it, that's only half
of
the story.
And that's it, guys. So that's the story.
Police officer was talking to him about stuff. Like, I think they, I don't know, wrote out the report, and then he left for a little bit. And I think Cam's talked about
I was on the phone with the insurance.
So just so you know, Cam has sketchy bowels, right? When it comes down to, is that how you would describe them?
Probably.
Yeah, sketchy. They're sketchy.
So he told me later that he just pooped in the gutter on the side of the road.
Look, Cam, you got to tell that part of the story because it's like one of the funniest things to ever.
Yeah, so anyway, while I'm waiting, trying to talk to the insurance, the policeman hadn't arrived yet. So I was waiting on the phone, and I'm like, my bowels are just going nuts. We had just eaten before this.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, no, I was getting crazy. I was getting all sweaty, and, like, I had the phone on speaker talking to Allstate, and I was like.
Oh, you were on the phone? I slid
the phone, like, down the bench seat a little bit.
Oh, no.
And I just crapped in the gutter right there.
like
a man.
Behind the
leaves.
The motel.
This is behind the motel, so
all
I don't
the
know
windows.
Who was watching.
But it was
that guy that like ran into our hotel is crapping out of me. And then I hurried and, like, buried it with the bark. I was like, oh, no. And I heard it was like, This perfect gutter and a big mound of bark.
I can just imagine the hotel manager. This guy came, he ran his U-Haul into the building and then crapped on the sidewalk. He's got a vendetta against us.
Then we had to stay there after.
And the cop came, and when he was like, let me do a quick walkthrough, he was inches from stepping in. I about got another ticket.
Oh, that is one of my favorite stories of all time.
I'm so glad that you told that.
One of my favorite stories of all time.
So if you're from Oregon, I've crapped.
It was not funny at the time, because... He was super upset.
I remember going that night down to Safeway to get
later.
The Pepto. I was so ashamed of myself. In
two
different ways.
I'm going to drink this in the corner and cry.
Yeah. It's like, you guys go to bed. I'm going to go get some Pepto. And then my walk of shame to the grocery store.
Oh, that's one of the best stories ever.
I wonder who found that mound. Hopefully they had a rainstorm that washed it down.
Yeah, hopefully.
Oh, look, there's a big old dam in the way.
Okay.
Turd dam.
This one came from Alfred Gunn. Alfred asks, is it true that being a male prepper increases one's attractiveness tenfold? Are women, in fact, drawn to preppers due to their ability to keep a family survived and not just our large, weathered, and leathered penises? Well, I didn't even see that part. I read that on the fly. Well, Alfred,
I didn't read that either. I read through most of these.
I did too. I didn't even see that. Well, it just came out. So is it true that being a male prepper increases one's attractiveness?
Oh, yeah.
Are you guys attracted to preppers?
Mm-hmm.
You guys. One.
Just you.
You guys both.
Just you.
Call me.
What? What?
She said you guys. She's attracted to you too.
Well, that's hard. You know.
Well, you're good at everything.
Only.
Just... annoyingly good at everything.
So annoying.
I wish you were bad at everything. It wouldn't be so annoying.
Yeah. Also, Richard Cook asks, do you two talk to each other in crazy accents as well? There must have been a bunch of those because there's a bunch of those.
If the ladies talk to each other.
Yeah.
We thought about trying to come up with one, but
you didn't?
We didn't. No.
Mm. We're really not good at accents.
No.
That game that we've played before that you have to.
Oh, yeah. What's that? Oh, what's the game?
We fail that every time.
It's
like
curses.
Kind of like a catchphrase. Yeah.
Curses.
Yeah.
Hey, Cam, you got the reader for us, buddy?
Nope, I don't.
Okay, look up for it. We'll get it the next one, okay?
I don't know what reader we're talking about.
Super SE straps. Come on, bro.
Why didn't you put it in here?
I don't know. Okay, so Tierra Underwood says, ladies, my husband gloats about being a prepper, but then he forgets to do simple things like change the oil filter in the car, replace the batteries in the smoke alarm, and he gets too distracted with loud video games to realize that I have been ringing the doorbell and pounding on the windows because I'm locked outside, not prepared in basic ways and too distracted to notice simple things. Do your husbands ever do stupid things like that?
Never.
Nuh-uh.
No.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's all men, right?
Relate to the games.
We always have a smoke alarm that's beeping, you know, and then it goes off in the middle of the night.
That's not always.
Oh, yeah, we tried
it's
to.
A lot.
Do you remember when we tried to knock the smoke alarm off? We have
we
a really
did.
High ceiling.
We didn't try. I destroyed it.
Yeah. And it's always
like
in the middle of the night.
I had a
always.
Big old 2x4, and I was like ripping blinds off.
Gouging
the pieces.
Walls.
There's still wires sticking out right now.
Mm.
Yeah.
But
that's
we have
it.
Plenty of other smoke detectors. We're not that dumb.
Yeah, we got more than one. We're preppers.
I put batteries in them.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's a good one. You got it now,
that
Cameron?
That's a good question. Some of these would be easier if you guys weren't here,
I got it.
I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Should have hosted this ourselves.
Well,
yeah,
and how long has our fridge
hey, do you
water
read
filter?
Our, sponsor?
Nope. Ben.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Do you guys want to do a sponsor read?
Ashley will.
Ash will do it.
She'll knock it out of the park.
Yeah. Can you read it?
How do you say that?
Super Essie.
Okay. Super Essie straps.
She couldn't even say the first word.
Stop it. You're messing me up.
Okay, sorry.
Super Essie straps has everyday wear and carry gear that bridges the gap between useful daily EDC tools and SHTF supplies. They've got paracord bracelets.
Do you guys know what SHTF means, by the way? Can you tell us? Do you know what it is?
Yes.
Yeah.
What is it?
Shoot hits fast.
You just told them. Never mind. Keep going.
They know it. Wouldn't say it.
They've got paracord bracelets with 30 plus items built in, including a flashlight, fishing kit, bottle opener, or seatbelt cutter. Their handkerchiefs double as a Faraday bag and storage pouch. Their hanks have survival functions incorporated into the ripstop fabric, allowing them to serve as a camp saw, water filter, or fire starter. Finally, their line of custom morale patches not only have helpful reference info like the 9-line medevac request and Morse code, but they have a built-in covert storage pocket in the backing of the Velcro where themed emergency kits are hidden inside the patch. Find them online at supersestraps.com. Use code CASUALPREPPERS and get $5 off your order and a free P38 and saw. Exclamation
mark. Can you believe all the stuff that's in those? Isn't that crazy? Yeah,
seems like we're lying about it.
She read it better than I do.
Seems like we're lying about it, but we're not lying. That's real.
Yeah, they really have all those little secret spots in them.
Is that the one belt that you have?
No.
No.
No, that's not.
I don't. Sorry.
That's all right.
No belt.
Sounds really cool, though.
It might. I don't
know. Darren Taylor, he asks, how hard is it to actually live with two prepping paragons? Do you realize how lucky you are?
I think they wrote this question.
I swear to you, that's from Darren Taylor.
Oh, well, let's make this one from Darren Taylor.
Why don't you email Darren? Darren Taylor. Hey, Darren Taylor.
I don't even know his name. Yeah, so how hard is it to actually live with two prepping paragons?
It's pretty hard sometimes.
I only live with one.
True.
Yeah.
That's my favorite button now.
It's the only button he knows.
No, it's this one, but I can't tell you. This is only for me to touch.
It's Kobe's.
Okay.
It's not bad, except for the our basement is scary.
In what way?
It looks like a hoarder's
all the
basement.
Knives.
Oh, a hoarder's basement.
Called a prepper's basement.
It's like 52 backpacks.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, he does. Yes. Almost to his goal of 152.
Give us another year.
But other than that, it's fine. I don't know. What do you think?
How about you, dear?
It's good. It's been better since the podcast studio has moved out of our house.
That's true.
Because we weren't allowed to talk.
Breathe.
Cook.
Walk. Talk.
Do
breathe.
Anything when they were in there.
Stop brushing your hair up there.
Seriously.
I can hear you breathing.
Well, and then he saved all of the battle
box
boxes.
Can you put a pillow over your heart? I can hear it down here.
Oh, yeah. We have those too.
Yeah. He saved all of those and the survival boxes, all of them, and he was like making a wall around the podcast.
That was cool, huh?
So we had like 2,000 boxes we had to get rid of.
That was fun. That was a good time.
So it's been much better since the podcast.
I agree. It is better. We're in a better place.
No one else had a wall of boxes like that.
You were the only one probably in the world.
Soundproof.
Probably. Yeah, they were just soundproof.
Just saying.
Amazing.
Yeah.
All right, Adam Noel, he says, do the wives actually listen to the podcast, or do they just tolerate you guys doing it?
I listen. I always listen.
Every episode?
Yeah. Sometimes it's not like the day
how
it comes out.
How far are you?
I just listen to
What's your favorite episode?
What's your favorite episode?
What's one of our sponsors, other than Super
Essie? I like the Riot one.
Yeah.
One's a good one.
Everyone likes that.
Yeah, you're just going with everybody.
What were some of the, I don't know. There's always like really funny parts in them. So I listen to all of them. It just might be a little late because I have to listen to other ones first.
We aren't the first on your list.
It running while she's listening to another podcast. Yeah,
I did listen
to
Look, I only have 43 seconds left.
How about you, Tani?
She's too busy.
I'll be honest.
These
it took
two
me a
are
while
too busy
to listen to
trying to kill people.
I've listened to, I haven't listened to like the first 30.
That's okay.
But since then, I've listened.
Okay, so what was it that made you start listening? What was it?
Why were you so
guilty? Because you didn't want to listen
was
at first.
A nice wife. And
okay.
You guys were actually pretty funny. So, but you guys are kind of obnoxious sometimes when we hang out. So I was a little bit nervous about what it would be like. But it's good. It's funny.
Okay.
I like it.
Two thumbs up. Are awesome.
Biggest
fan
up.
Right here.
Two stars.
She didn't reprimand me or divorce me. So
yeah, that's good.
It wasn't that bad.
That's a win. That's a win in your book.
That's a double win.
Double win. All right. Samuel Green, he asks, what voices irritate you the most?
Probably his normal voice.
That's what I was gonna
say. If he's talking, it's irritating.
Kobe does.
I ask him to do voices so it doesn't bug me so
probably
much.
Probably the girl voice. That oh, that one? Right now. That one.
That's we call it, we call it the
my
wife.
Favorite. Oh, the wife. Oh, lovely.
Kobe does a mad rapist voice. I don't like that one at all. Yeah. I don't like it.
What's the mad rapist?
I'm the mad rapist.
And
get over here.
He has to flare his nostrils while he does it. Do it again.
I'm the mad rapist.
It's got to come through the nose.
Yeah, I don't like that
I'll
one.
Rape. Well, I don't know. I'm going to stop right there.
All rape.
All rapists flare their nose. Don't you know that?
Yeah, that one and when he's like mocking me. I don't like those ones.
When do I mock you?
All the time when I say something you don't like and then you're like.
Interesting. Yeah. I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. Convenient.
Because well, you do it all the time.
Yeah. Interesting. So wait.
Don't recall making that one.
No. How about you, Tawny? Did you tell us?
I said that one that you guys were
the
just
girl
saying.
One.
Oh, the yeah. wife one. We call it the wife, yes.
The wife.
Yeah.
What?
That's a
we don't
one.
Really call it the wife. That's
say.
Just jokes for the
we
podcast.
We did, but now we're not going to call it the wife.
But now we're backtracking.
All right. Richard Cook.
Never called.
Old Dickie C says, "What? How long do you think the boys would actually last in your average SHTF situation? How long would we last?
What's like an average?
I don't know, like 2 weeks.
Like their nerves?
No, like
you
average,
think we would last average or above
no,
average?
No, like average SHTF situation.
I would say lights out for like 2 weeks or something.
I think survival wise, you'd do fine, but probably like lose your mind with
no way.
Our children.
Yeah. Being stuck with the family for.
We
yeah,
said that. We'll be with the family.
True.
We were talking about that earlier today.
Tawny and I will be on our own. You guys will be off surviving.
We'll take the kids that are worth the crap and we'll leave.
Yeah.
Kids that are worth the crap.
So some of them aren't worth the crap.
We had texted Kobe about this question and I might get in trouble, both of you. But I was like, okay. I think.
No,
I told
not
Kobe,
that one. That's
I was
a
like,
one.
I think that your wife would last
that's a
the
different
least
one.
Amount because she'd be the most annoyed with all of us.
That's a different question, Cameron. That's
is
a,
it? It wasn't this one?
They're talking about how long would you and I last?
Oh, that, well, yeah, I guess that's part of that question.
Yeah.
We'll wait till we get
so
to that
if,
part.
Okay, let's just say if Cam and I were dropped into the woods for like a week.
If I took a drop in the woods.
So Cam and I have
done that.
This has happened. I'm a pro at it. I'd last.
He's more of an urban dropper, if you know what I mean. How long would we last, do you think? Do you think we could last?
I think so. I think you're pretty resourceful, and you've learned a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're so prepared.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, though, because we are really casual preppers when it comes down
we
to
really
it.
We really are.
Like, people think we just say that, but we really are.
Yeah.
Like, really.
We totally are.
Yeah. Okay.
It moving took on. Me a
that's
lot of filming
to
actually get a fire started with a ferro rod without cutting my fingers to pieces.
I agree. It did. Yeah. Okay. Joe Oliveira, he says, what are your guys' disaster fears?
All of them.
No. Which one scares you the most?
I don't know if I have like a specific, well, I don't know, maybe a pandemic or I don't know, just people in general. I think they're all the worst in any kind of
humans,
situation.
They are. Nobody likes humans.
They're awful. They're the worst. Mm-hmm. That's like my fear is that something goes down and then everyone just turns into the worst possible people ever.
That's totally how I think of it too.
Seriously though, in every movie, it's not really like the...
The movies are accurate, too.
Yeah, they're 100%.
But I believe.
Well, no, but.
I believe for sure.
Yeah, it's not like the.
They're savage.
The event.
Ways will
it's
come out.
What people become. I think.
I agree.
Well, just in the everyday world, I feel like there's a lot of selfish people. And so.
Yeah.
That was just going to go over.
Yeah, that's just going to be accentuated.
I am not cynical.
No. 100%.
100% not cynical.
How about you, Tawny?
Everybody's the worst.
What's your worst fear? Of a disaster.
Yeah, mine would be disease too. I have legit OCD, so I'm always
scared of disease.
Like I can't even read articles about like new diseases. I'm like,
did you see the article that,
right now.
That West Nile's here in Vernal?
I didn't see Invernal. I saw Salt
Lake.
Oh.
Who said that?
It was show
the,
me.
West Nile guy on the internet.
Nickel ads.
Yeah.
And what was that movie we saw about the tsunami? The Impossible. Have you guys seen that?
No.
Mm-mm. I know we don't live in like that tsunami territory, but
was,
I cried through like the whole thing.
it's pretty upsetting.
That would be another one that I would.
Tsunami.
I will not live on the ocean.
No, it's, I wouldn't either. No. Okay, it's a good one. I like that. All right, Schmick Cottage says, if you could only have one book in the apocalypse besides the Bible or religious foundational text of your choice, what would it be? One book.
If I had to choose one book, mm-hmm. and Kobe had all of his knowledge and his books, I would choose like...
No, it's not. It does not have to be survival. This is just any book.
I'm just saying, okay. If you had everything and I could choose any book I want...
I do have everything.
It would be like... I don't know, The Thorn Birds or Gone with the Wind, like a really long book that has a lot of
board.
Stuff. Hey, it's good, okay?
This is a sleepy time book.
It's got everything in it.
Everything. Yeah. Okay. The Thorn Birds, Gone with the Wind.
It's a lot, and they're long books, so I could read them for a long time. Yeah.
Mm, okay.
I don't know. I don't know if I could pick one. I like Unbroken. Have you guys read that one?
No.
So mm-hmm. good.
I'm probably halfway through listening
to it.
Yeah,
it's really good.
It's awesome.
Those are both the wrong
Maybe
answers.
Like the
it's
far
a Casual
side,
Peppers
like
Beginner's Guide to the Apocalypse.
No, you have all your
comedy
stuff.
Comedy kind of thing.
That's what I said.
I don't know.
Okay, Unbroken?
Either funny or, Unbroken. Okay.
Yeah, I think you'd need something to lift your spirits.
Be?
Me?
Jim Gaffigan, Dad
I don't
is
know,
fat.
Man. That's
that
a tough question.
Funny.
That one's really good.
I don't know. That's a really tough question. Too many books out there, I tell you.
We have
probably
plenty of books in the basement,
book.
So.
Yeah.
Medical. Come dig
one murderous. With the softest paper.
Probably dot
you know what
dot.
I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do an activity book from the dollar store.
I like maze books a lot.
Yeah. Keep me, my mind Boring occupied.
Book. Just use an invisible ink pen so you can keep doing
it. Keep doing
it
over and over. Just use your finger.
I found my way one time.
Yeah. All right. Boobity bop. Boobity boop says... Who would win in a fight, a grilled cheese or a taco?
This is serious.
Uh-huh.
It's important.
A taco.
A taco? Why?
Because it's spicy and has a hard shell.
Ooh. Okay.
Oh, good
well
point.
Thought.
It's hard to argue with that. What do you say?
Debate me, Donnie.
Say
come on.
Grilled cheese.
All right.
Cheap. Like you can make
cheap.
Cheap,
so what,
cheap food.
What does that have to do with fighting?
You could.
Give so
yourself
we're talking
out to
about
everybody.
Apocalypse.
You can distribute yourself.
Grilled cheeses would be cheaper to make than
yeah. No,
tacos.
We're asking about who would win in a fight
between those two.
So yeah. those two
a fight in the apocalypse. I don't know. I just brought that in.
Oh, I was gonna say nobody mentioned the apocalypse here.
Just
that would
me.
Save more people.
Yeah. Okay.
I just had to have a counterpoint. I don't know.
All right. Broken Vinny.
Hello, Grilled
Cheese. Yeah, he's gonna say, "Yo, it's me." Biggest fan. This is for both Cam and Kobe's wife. What do you do and how do you feel about prepping? And lastly, how did you meet your spouse?
Well, most of the prepping's done by Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very supportive of that.
Yeah.
I do, like every time I finish a laundry detergent, I fill it up with water.
Yeah.
I do all the grocery shopping.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And
is it asking like what we do
like
to
prepping
help prep
wise
or just in general?
Well,
I do lots
what
of
do you even do at home?
What do you do? Yeah, that's what
oh.
he's asking.
Oh, what do we do?
I don't know. He says, what do you do and how
I'm
do you feel about
it
prepping?
Has to do with
What's
prepping. What do you
What's,
do?
Oh,
yeah,
I don't know. Well, not a lot.
Tawny washes out juice containers uh-huh. and leaves them to be filled.
Sure. That's
for somebody that neither of us film. Neither of us
No
film.
One ever shows
We're
up.
We're storing air.
End up throwing them away.
Yeah.
Storing fresh air.
Before I wash them.
All right. Then lastly, how did you meet your spouse?
Well.
He met me.
In Kobe's
yeah, that's right.
younger days, he was a cool kid and played in a band.
Not
anymore. I'm not a cool kid no more. I'm a cool guy now.
Yeah, he's a
cool. That's what she's trying to say.
He's a cool man now.
Man. Merman.
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 Can I continue?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. We're not used to have anybody else here, so. This is our time. You're
cutting me off.
We're trying to
you.
Like jump in and yeah, answer the ahead. Questions. Go ahead. And
go ahead.
You guys stop it.
I'm trying.
Oh, sorry. You hate that voice. That's a different, that's a lady's voice, not a wife's voice.
That's a little kid's voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you hear that? That's a little kid. All right, anyways, go ahead.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Can I? Can I? Mm. So Kobe was in a band, mm-hmm. and he had a show at
boy band.
A boy band.
We were an NSYNC cover band.
Yep.
Handsome.
Cover band. I thought you said handsome. I was like, yeah, we were pretty good looking.
And a handsome cover band.
We were pretty good looking.
I'm never going to get through this story.
Go ahead.
So he was in a band, and they had a show at the
Care
college
center.
That I went to.
We have played at right, Senior sorry. Citizen Center quite a few times.
Really?
Yeah. You do what you got to do when you're in a band.
We caused a few deaths.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
They already had palpitations.
Could you answer the question already?
Good hell, answer these questions, please.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So he had a show at the college that I went to, mm-hmm. and I went there, and I was wearing my most awesome shirt, and mm-hmm. he could not resist me. And beside,
what
no
was
matter
this awesome
what,
shirt?
It was no shirt. It was the best one I ever saw.
Yeah. See-through. There's no shirt there.
It was saran wrap.
I was wearing a shirt that said, "My grandma loves me," and yeah. he couldn't resist once he saw that. And no matter what he tells you, I was not a groupie, even though he tells people that I was.
She was 100%.
I was not. I was not.
100%.
No.
Okay.
Your turn, Tawny.
Fantastic.
Let's see if they can interrupt you 17 times.
Cam and I met at college. We were neighbors. I think I saw him.
Easiest dating scenario.
It was. It is nice, isn't it?
I
walk you home.
Like a...
Just open the door and open her. There you go. Good night.
Is that how it went?
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Sealed the deal on that one.
Yeah.
Gentleman.
Gentleman just took her home, opened her door.
Such a gentleman. I think we saw at like a church thing, and then
it was like
I kept
a,
seeing
like
him
a
near
a
my apartment. Yeah. Like, I didn't say, I think I said like something stupid to you. Like,
I was standing by the
garbage. I guarantee it was stupid. Yeah. That's, Cam always
you,
says that.
You guarding the trash can? I don't know.
And I was like, oh, she's beautiful.
Oh, God. I'll guard whatever you want.
She used a trash can.
She said trash can. I like the way you say trash can.
My favorite word.
Did you hear the way she said trash can? Oh, my gosh. I got to go out with that girl.
Yeah. This is a true story. I was like talking to one of my buddies, and I'm like, she's like that girl. I'm going to marry that girl. It was something like, see, I want to marry a girl like that. And lo and behold.
Oh, jeez.
I married and divorced that girl and then met my wife.
If you think it, you can do it. It's proof positive right there.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Well, I like introduced myself too on the stairs to him. And then I saw him, I don't know if it was the next day or 2 days after that. And I said, "Hey, Cam." And he said nothing.
Whatever.
Like,
she
he just kept walking.
That.
He didn't.
He's
he didn't
that
say
way.
Anything.
He's just in
like,
so,
he's not interested.
Spaced out.
That's probably
a funny story though. We'd actually.
Ashley knows me well.
Tawny.
Not like I would ignore you.
Tawny dated
he
one of my friends
me.
Back
no
in the day.
One, I went on one date with him.
Well, that's enough
in the
to
boy
say,
band.
Yeah. And that's just funny. It's interesting. So we probably did
Small
meet.
World.
Did we meet? Do you remember?
I don't think so. I did watch your band once.
Well, then obviously you've seen me before.
I had.
It left a really good impression.
She doesn't remember. You didn't leave that good of an
Apparently
impression.
Not. I think I saw your band.
Maybe.
I saw drums and stuff.
Lane White T's played too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was that concert.
I was there.
Were you?
Yeah.
Ash was there, too.
What? Because
she was a groupie.
I was Cam not a groupie.
She was at all the shows.
What year was this?
No, because he put me to work.
What year was it, Kobe? Do you know?
He made me, like, film or sell
merch. It was probably, like,
merch.
2003.
It was, like, free employees.
You can be a groupie. I was going to say, you're an employee.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. The Next Generation show asks, how long do you think you would last if... you were all hunkered down together, and who would be the first to crack?
Oh, yeah. That's the
that
one
was
that we were texting this morning.
Yeah, Cam's like, Ashley would be the first to crack.
She would be so annoyed with
She'd be like,
us.
I'm not going to... she's
I'm not doing this.
By the way, she's the person who says that, like, in any SHTF situation, she would just rather die.
I would. I just want
to be dead. I'm like, well, that's going to make my job hard, keeping you alive. She's going to kill herself.
I wouldn't kill myself. I just, like...
I just wouldn't eat or drink.
Not really.
Breathe.
I don't know. Mm. I think it'd be way worse to live in that. I'd rather be dead.
Well, I have a will to live, so I don't think it would be worse.
In a way, it could be better.
Yeah, in a way, it really could be better.
No jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you're dealing with, like, hunger.
Cream of corn every night.
Yeah.
Bored kids.
You don't have to watch The Bachelorette.
The worst
cream
people in the world.
Yeah.
Mm. Way worse. Mm.
I can't wait.
Can we get some cream corn after this? I'm hungry.
I wonder if Denny's has it going.
Yeah. Some corn nuts in it.
Yeah. Cream corn.
Mm.
Delicacy.
Delicious. Yeah, she would. She would be the first to crack.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I probably would be.
Yeah, maybe you would.
And Kobe said, which is probably true too, he'd be like distributing all of our stuff out.
Yeah.
You don't have anything?
Tawny would give everything away.
Here.
She'd be like, we don't need to eat. We ate yesterday. Here, take our food.
Eat less. Less. Have all of our water.
They've been chewing on their fingernails all day. They're fine.
You don't have a place to sleep? Sleep here.
Yeah. She really would.
Yep.
I just feel bad about everybody. I just feel so bad. Everybody's suffering. I'd be like, no.
This is not what we planned.
Yeah,
no.
I'd probably be like way too trusting of everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she would be.
Mm-hmm.
She would be.
Probably. All right, Dillweed 1996 says, what is the craziest purchase your husbands have made?
In regards to prepping or in general?
In general. It doesn't have to be in regards to prepping.
So, my diamond ring.
Cam wants, this is some good marital advice out there.
Cam's leaving.
Just make sure
you I'm gonna let
tell
this
your
happen
wife,
in private.
Your spouse, what you're buying.
Well, that's a good idea.
Because Cam bought like a GoPro one time.
Oh, a GoPro.
Sent it to the office.
It was a drone GoPro.
Me. Yeah, a really expensive one.
Do you tell him every time you buy mascara?
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Actually, she pretty much does.
Pretty much.
I'm sorry, I bought this.
You're yeah. like, okay, don't talk to me anymore.
No, I
anyway,
don't know. The
word
craziest
to
purchase.
The wise.
I don't know.
Don't plan on asking for forgiveness.
It's not
yeah,
a good
that's
idea.
Not, that's
it
not
lingers
a good rule.
Forever. Mm-hmm. Look, this is still a sore spot a year and a half later.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'll take
marriage counseling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What's. Gosh,
that drone has
drone.
Almost ruined my life.
Thanks a lot, GoPro.
We got some sweet shots with it, though.
We did, yeah. Absolutely did.
You know, it's
almost
good.
Worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know. I can't think of anything really stupid that you've bought. He doesn't really buy anything.
I don't.
He
I
doesn't
don't buy
spend
much.
Any money.
Mm-mm.
So if he buys anything, he texts me, I spent $10 on Amazon.
Mm-hmm. I do.
He doesn't.
I rarely buy anything.
He really doesn't.
I'd buy books and stuff once in a while.
And then I get a text.
Yeah.
But I can't really think of anything that you've bought that I thought was stupid. Just because you just don't really buy anything.
I don't. No, you're right.
Kim bought one of those lights for the toilet once that like changed colors. I was like, what is this for?
Why did you buy this?
Why not?
Okay, that's a stupid thing.
Question is, why not?
I like that. Do you guys still have it?
I bet you the toilet bowl is twice as clean now.
The what?
Because I could shoot right
in the toilet bowl?
Toilet bowl.
Toilet bowl. Creme corn.
Creme corn.
Corn the toilet bowl.
Toilet bowl.
Toilet bowl. All right.
It's dead now. It's in the drawer, isn't it?
I think so.
Because it changed the battery. It's all like...
Got a bunch
like
of urine on it.
Kidney stone calcium all over.
All right, this one comes from Schmidt Cottage again. He says, if you were a fairy godmother, what gift/skills would you give each of your kids for a disaster situation?
Mm-hmm. Like,
I wish I was
specific.
One.
Like,
well, not,
three different ones or all the same?
I don't know, just
yeah, I feel
any.
Like they need different ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, all different ones.
I don't know.
A life lesson.
My oldest one needs patience because he is grumpy and not patient with anyone.
I give unto
Bennett
you
would need,
patience.
That's my middle. My middle would need patience, yeah. too.
You get patience,
our
you get
middle
honor.
Would need...
you
would
get
need
good looks.
To entertain
you
himself somehow.
You
You're never going to get through this. They're just going to keep going.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Just what
shush.
We do.
I'm just kidding. No. I don't know. And then my middle one would need... to entertain himself somehow, because he has problems with
an
that.
iPad. I'll give you unlimited iPad time.
Yeah.
Magic iPad. So how about you? I don't know.
I don't know. Patience or entertaining for my middle one. She's really hard that way.
That's funny. The middle ones.
Mm-hmm. They're the worst.
You can't entertain them.
I think it's because they always have someone to play with, either the older or the younger. So when they're on their own, they can't function.
Really can't.
I don't know. My oldest, maybe she's kind of oblivious to things sometimes. Mm-hmm. So,
oh yeah,
a little common sense.
Common sense, a little bit.
Smart as a whip, but no common sense.
Yeah, super smart, but no, I don't know, just kind of oblivious. And the youngest, she's just.
Have her chill a little bit.
maybe like some, I don't know, she just doesn't care. Like, you can yell at her and scream at her and maybe she doesn't care. I don't know,
winding up the backhand. Yeah. Maybe a little bit of
rear naked choke,
old school whipping.
Yeah.
Maybe empathy, maybe that's the word I'm empathy. Thinking for she's okay. Kind of a bully.
Cool
I don't know.
Okay, what's your all-time favorite movie of any genre and favorite apocalyptic disaster genre movie? So, apocalypse movie and then any movie.
You go ahead.
I don't really like apocalyptic movies.
But if you had to pick one?
I don't know. What are they?
Like Armageddon.
Garmageddon?
Oh, I... See, Garmageddon. It's his microphone.
You sound fine. You're just saying weird stuff.
Armageddon. No, I said Armageddon.
I've never seen.
I think
that
I have
movie.
A little gunk in my
You've
throat.
You've never seen Armageddon? Oh, that's weird.
I know.
You haven't?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I don't know. I really don't know. What are some of
What about Contagion?
Like, what about,
that's scary.
Independence Day.
Independence Day, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that can happen.
Well, I'm not saying it's realistic.
What about
Signs?
I know, I'm just kidding.
Signs.
Yeah, Signs is good.
Yeah.
You like that can happen. Yeah, I like that one.
That was a documentary.
World War Z, kind of.
Oh, yeah, World War Z, that was a good one.
Okay. Yeah. I don't like the ones that
seem
too real.
You watched The Walking Dead with me most of them.
I did. Then it got, I don't know.
Stupid.
Once, what's his name? He got his head bashed in.
Ugh, too far.
Yeah, I really
that was
lost.
Too far.
It was. It ruined it. I don't care what anybody says. Everybody's like, I made it more. No, you ruined it.
You ruined it. Anyways, so what's your favorite movie other than that?
Oh, I like, what's that one with the redheaded British guy where he travels back in time?
Star Wars?
No.
It's called About Time.
About Time. I like that one a lot.
Mm-hmm. About Time.
Is it a church commercial?
Yeah, it's a church commercial.
Isn't it About Time?
Isn't it About Time?
Yeah.
It's a tampon commercial. Isn't it About Time?
You noticed that didn't get a laugh.
Didn't even think it was funny.
That wasn't funny.
Cam thought it was funny. He did.
That was a laugh out of, like, I'm going to be in trouble.
Isn't it about time? Uh-huh. Okay. That's
Kobe's
a good,
time's up.
About time to finish this podcast.
Oh, is it me?
Yeah.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
You.
Kids are like, hello. I don't know. Probably The Happiest Millionaire. I don't know if anyone's even seen it.
Nobody's ever
like
seen
it. Like an old
She's
Disney
the only
movie.
One on this planet.
I've never even heard of it.
I used to watch it at my grandma's, so it has like sentimental stuff.
I watched The Exorcist at my grandma's.
We used to watch Beastmaster, too. Do you remember that movie?
Oh, I remember the Beastmaster.
The little guys that, I don't know.
The bone, the
make
guys
their
that,
bones
like and the bones all fall out.
That's the one with the,
they
the
got
ferrets,
a big,
right?
They got a big old garbage bag.
Yeah.
That was the one with the ferrets?
Yep.
Yeah. I remember that one. Was
a ferret. Yeah. Used to watch that too, but.
Good. All right. Well, let's move on.
She didn't answer her.
Apocalyptic. Oh, no, she did. She did World War Z.
I was throwing some in.
Oh, yeah.
This is from GHam83. He says, ladies, on a scale of 1 to 10, how big of a doofus do you think your husband is?
Depends on if they're together or not. If they're together,
so are we saying 10 is
high.
The biggest doofus?
Yes, 10 is 10 is the biggest. 1 is not doofus.
No doofiness. I don't even know how to answer that.
You answer it truthfully.
He's not doofy.
When they're
that
together,
like a weird word.
When they're when they're together, they're major.
Hey, fellas.
Major
hey,
doofus. Clearly.
How are things going, guy?
Why?
do the prepper, do the goofy, the goofy prepper song. How does that one? I can't remember how that one goes.
It's funny though.
It's good stuff. Okay, there's more. Oh, yeah, you didn't answer.
I said when you're together, you're a 10.
That was it.
Oh, that's right.
That was it.
10.
When you're together, definitely a 10.
Okay. And the second part of this question, if you're stranded on a desert island, which brand of nail file are you taking with you?
This is...
Oh, I don't know.
I don't really even...
I don't know nail files.
Oh, come on.
I really don't.
That's like Cam saying, I don't know knives. I don't know.
If it was like...
Okay, well,
mascara.
Maybe, yeah, what kind of mascara? Makeup. I bet you couldn't even answer that.
Oh, yeah, what kind of mascara would you take? Okay, let's just give some makeup tips right
now. I am 100% positive whatever mascara you choose will be the one you don't like.
It's true.
Ah, too sticky.
Just like when you pick your hairstyles. That's
know,
a fun time.
Sticky? What do you usually not like
is
about
that the
mascara?
Brand? Sticky?
There's lots of reasons to not like it. I don't know.
Why you don't like mascara?
Too black.
It smudges all over. It flakes off and gets in your face. There's lots of reasons.
Mm. Okay.
Doesn't come off. All right.
But nail file, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about nail file.
Jeez, Garrett.
We just need
Garrett
some fingernail clippers. That you
from work?
Oh, really?
Yeah. He heard and slipped this question in and I stuck it on him. The next part of it's pretty good, though.
Okay, and then the third part says, what words do these guys use when they engage in pillow talk at home?
Pillow talk.
Well, do you know what pillow talk is?
No, explain it to me.
Well, you know when I get up under
your... It's just caught in her feathers. It's just down.
It's just caught in her feathers. I like your underwear.
I don't know about pillow talk.
Is that feather underwear?
Does pillow talk even happen in marriages anymore?
Oh,
I'm saying step up your game.
I think you need to have another kind of talk.
Well, I don't know about pillow talk, but when Kobe's home, he's always saying, good gracious. He's annoyed with everything. Good gracious. Always. With the kids, with me, everything.
Beautiful pillow talk.
Good gracious.
Good gracious.
That gets me in the mood.
Your Cam's got to settle down over there.
Good gracious.
Oh. There's a tip for you, Tawny. Good gracious.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Pack that one away.
You got any pillow talk?
No.
No?
What show do you want to watch?
My voice, sorry.
That's pillow talk, usually. Well, what show do you want to watch tonight? New Girl, or do you want to watch a rerun of...
We're real sexy.
Yeah, super sexy.
Yeah, me going. Like cream corn.
Cream corn.
All right, well, that's all we have. That's all the questions. You guys did wonderfully. I'm excited for everybody that we made it through
it. Scary.
Were you scared, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is not scary at all. This is like being at home.
I don't know.
It's just like being at home.
It's the first podcast.
Mm. Well, and then there's just, I feel like there's a lot of pressure. Like, people are going to be like, eh.
There's no pressure at all.
I guarantee
you. That was stupid.
Nobody cares.
So, congrats.
They think they're
if you
all
made
stupid.
It through.
If they listen to us,
they
do
know
not
that
care.
All of them are stupid. This one probably is a little
They probably
more
were thinking we'd be like way more cool and have like our own
no,
way to talk.
About.
I'm too scared.
And,
if
yeah.
these people are listening to our podcast, their threshold for a good podcast is very low. So, like, the expectations
they
are...
They have hit rock bottom.
Yeah. We're the last on the list. If they're still listening...
This is one where they went to click and their thumb clicked the one below it.
Just
like,
keeps downloading. Why won't it
why
stop?
Why won't I listen to it, I guess?
Yeah.
I didn't download the one I wanted, so this one's yeah. getting the first three. So.
But it works for us. We get a lot of downloads that way.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
All right, guys. Well, we did it.
Thanks for joining
us. We're here,
us.
Yeah. We got the ladies on, and now you can stop asking us to get the ladies on. So, thanks, ladies,
get
again.
Get the ladies on.
We just got them ladies on. So, thank you. We'll see you next time, Cam. Any last words of wisdom for all the casual preppers out there and the people in podcast land?
No, just keep downloading and keep watching videos of us and stay... A prepper.
Stay a prepper.
That's word.
That's really good.
I was waiting in anticipation. Yeah. There.
Kobe throws me into that, and I'm always like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Your taxes on time.
Yeah.
Remember
brush your teeth
to be good to your spouse.
Oh, that was kind of a redneck accent.
Yeah, she just did it.
Oh. See that?
She's a natural.
She is a natural. It's in her blood. All right, guys. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.